News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The country is expected to pass the third review of the International Monetary Fund under the Extended Fund Facility. IMF Mission Chief Yankees Martin says Jamaica's performance to date has been largely in line with projected targets. He says the economy is estimated to have expanded by 1.4% in the last quarter of 2013, and the execution of the 2013-2014 budget has been on track. Mr. Martin adds that policy implementation has been strong, and all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks have been met.
Provided that performance remains strong, board consideration of the third review of the program could take place towards the end of March. And upon approval, about $71 million would be made available to Jamaica.
The IMF mission chief was speaking at a press conference at the finance ministry last Thursday. The government is expected to conclude negotiations with Chinese firm Sinohydro later this month regarding the Harmony Cove development project. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says a high-level delegation from Sinohydro will be visiting the island to conclude negotiations for the financing and equity investment to be undertaken.
The government of Jamaica indicated to the parties involved in the transaction that the government of Jamaica was not prepared to wait beyond this year for the conclusion of arrangements with potential Chinese partners to move this project forward.
Harmony Cove is a 2,300-acre property in Trelawney being developed into a world-class resort. Exporters have received more than $10 million in grants to help them improve operations and meet the requirements of the United States Food Safety Modernization Act. The funds were disbursed by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says the program to assist exporters is achieving its objectives, with 11 operations already benefiting. One of the aims of the Food Safety Modernization Program is to increase exports and foreign exchange inflows. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is considering the use of drones to oversee the country's fisheries resources. This in an attempt to combat illegal fishing by foreign poachers. Drones are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, either controlled by pilots from the ground or increasingly autonomously, following a pre-programmed mission. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says low-cost UAVs can be specially designed and equipped with sensors to detect and locate poachers.
We are now in the process of looking at drones to really deal with policing our fish resources, because indeed we are losing millions of dollars each year to foreign poachers when those cats should be here to feed our people, to export and to make money.
Mr. Clark was addressing the recent launch of the Rainforest Seafood Festival. The second staging of the seafood festival will be held March 5 at Catherine Hall in Montego Bay. And employment under the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Work Programme is expected to exceed 13,400 for the current fiscal year. The number is an increase over the 11,411 Jamaicans who benefited from job opportunities overseas during the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the majority of the opportunities were realized in the Canadian labor market, where more than 7,000 placements occurred under the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. Another 591 opportunities were secured under the Skilled and Low-Skilled Program in the fast food, hospitality, trucking, and healthcare industries. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity.